time. If you just think about what a lot of these churches preach and what a lot of these so-called societies represent, they represent nothing but a scheme to get you in love with just being good while they take the world. That's what it represents. A scheme to take the people and make them the victims of their own appetite for righteousness. See, that's the devil. See, Allah said in the Quran, he will come to you from the left. He will come to you from the right. He comes from behind. He comes from before. So whatever you like, he comes into that. And then he figures out a way to keep you back, to hold you back from dignity and power by exploring the weaknesses of your righteousness. And if you're weak, he explores that. He feeds you that. You see? I'm going to tell you. Samson is called a strong man. Represents a strong man. Samson. How did they defeat Samson? Yeah, cut his hair. In other words, they crucified him. Cut his hair, they cut off his original instincts. They crucified him. Just another symbolic way of saying that they cut off his original nature. You see? So they cut his hair. But when they cut his hair, they did more than that. What else they did? His hair was not just hair. His hair was organized into 7 locks. He had the science of his natural behavior. So they robbed him of the science of his natural behavior. Talking about, he's a sign just like you, a sign of what they do to the people, the society. Okay, and after they cut his hair, what they did? Now he didn't cut him off from the sciences of his natural behavior. Now he's just like any other ignorant man. But then what did they do? They put his eyes out. How did they put his eyes out? They heated up iron until the iron was red hot, quite hot, quite hot. And then they put the iron to his eye, and he went blind. Jesus Christ on the cross is the iron, heated up red hot, white hot, and put to your eye. And then you go blind. Believe me, please, think slow. Think very slow. What I mean, be very, very diligent in your thoughts, or with your thoughts. Now, because I don't have the time to tell you all these things. So you have to think about it. And understand a lot that it would take another hour to explain just to show you that. But in just a little brief moment, let me tell you at this much, that Jesus is accepted after the people's passions are heated up. The preacher is to work on your passions and heat your passions up. And when your passions get real hot, and you're heated up, you're excited. Yes, sir, thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. And they crucified you. Yes, Lord. And he came to say, oh, Lord. You're getting worked up. You're getting heated up. And then you get real hot. So he is the pure Son, no sin, Lamb without spot or blemish, God's only begotten, born to save you from your sins. Now he's white. White. And you accept that, your eyes are out. See, God showed me a long time ago. But then the understanding of how to connect it came slowly. But God showed me a long time ago before I could show it, before I could make the connections in the scripture. God showed me that the Bible was doing nothing but repeating the same thing. It just gives it in a different way. Gives the story in a different way. But the crucifixion is in the early part of the book. In fact, it started with Abel. Cain slays his brother Abel. Yeah, that's when it starts. So what is it? War on ability. War on the ability of the creature. This is the master. This is the what masters the world. The
The nature, the nature, the behavior, the knowledge of it, the science. With the science, you have insight into the nature, then you can make law upon that. If I know what you're capable of doing, and if I know how your nature works, I know what makes you happy, I know how that operates in your body, I know what makes you sad, I know how that operates in your body, I know what angers you, I know how it operates in your body, I know what throws you into certain states, and I know your weaknesses and your strengths while you're in those states, I have the science of you.
Yes.
Then I can master you. If you don't have that science, or if you're not righteous, your righteousness will keep me from you. But if you don't have your righteousness, I will master you. You see? And even with your righteousness, because he said, I come before, I come behind, I come on the left, come on the right. Even with your righteousness, most likely I'll get you. Only Allah will save you. That's right. Because I know your nature. I got the science of your nature. I know why you want to be right. You say you believe in God. I know why you say that. I know the science of you. All right? Okay. So now, I know your nature to be right. So what I do, and I know your nature is impulsive. You don't have the science like I have. Your nature is impulsive. That's how come Jesus was born to die. An impulsive creature cannot survive. He must die. All right. So if I know that nature, then what I do? I become your helper. I become your helper. I join you, and I prove to you that I am a help to you. Mm-hmm. That I'm your friend, that you need me. Mm-hmm. After I stay with you 10 years, you look back on your life and you say, oh, he has helped me more in these 10 years than I was helped in all my days. Yeah. Look at it.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Then after a while, you become so much trustful, so trustful of me. You trust me so much that now I can tell you a lie about God and his acceptance. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So don't underestimate Satan. And the Bible says, and he shall come as an angel of light. You know what the Bible says? Oh, yes. I mean, he'll come as God's angel. Before you know it, then got you. Okay, so we came over here to the board, and what were we talking about? Cain and Abel. War on ability. Yeah. Ability. War on ability. That's a why there, see? This one's name we're talking about is Abel. Now that's Abel like ability. Now I'm going to change it, but it's still pronounced the same. That's Abel, the captain in the Bible. Now Abel was older than Cain. Right? Abel was the first child. And he was Adam's child. You say Cain was Adam's child too, yes, but not like Abel. When Cain was born, he said, now I have gotten me a child from the Lord. In other words, Abel was not her child from the Lord. All right? But when she got Cain, she said, now I have gotten me a child from the Lord. And some foolish man, or some one that's not guided by God, doesn't necessarily have to be foolish, will think she meant that now Cain is a child born of the Lord Adam. Or Cain is a child now born of God's spark, the spark of wisdom, the intellect, right? That's what they will say. That's what they will think.
No, I mean just what it says. They say, hey, that low life cuss came in my house and started associating with my family and took our son away. Now I have gotten me a child from the Lord. I mean, now I have taken the nature, the behavioral nature from God. No more with God now. It's obeying me. Oh, you know, I admit that we could spend a long time talking about this, but you Bible readers, I'll give you a sign right here. It's good enough. How did Jacob get his start? Didn't his mother teach him how to deceive? And according to the Bible, Eve was the one that was teaching Cain, inspiring Cain. Meaning that now she shall be his influence, not God. Then now I've gotten me a child from the Lord. And then Cain came up, not obeying God, not he's deceitful. Abel, he sacrificed the flesh, the Bible says, the flesh of the womb. He gave the flesh of the womb to God as a sacrifice. And Cain gave the fruit of the ground. Right? Cain gave the fruit of the ground. So what is the difference? The fruit of the womb, talking about the behavior. The behavior. Abel gave his behavior to God. He obeyed God in his behavior. Cain did not obey God in his behavior. He gave God the fruit of the ground, which means he thought that by him progressing the intellect, that he was serving God. And he thought that his aiding the intellect to develop was a greater charity, a greater sacrifice to God than obedience. Isn't that the world? Isn't that the world of the wicked? They think that our righteousness and our obedience to God is nothing like as much of a tribute to God or gift to God as the advancement of sciences and etc. Is that not true? And look at Cain. What did he do? From him came what? Tubal Cain. Jubal Cain. Workers in all crafts, engineers, skillful artisans, right? Yes. All that came from Cain. So the modernization of the world, the industrialization and modernization of the world came from Cain. So that means Abel must have been the religious order. Abel must have been the religious society that was here before the industrialists. You see? And the industrialist killed his brother, who was before him, by hitting him in the head. Say, while they were working in the field, both, one working to cultivate the spiritual life, the moral nature, the other one, so that human nature would be proper before God, the other one was working to extract all the sciences out of the matter, out of the universe. And he got jealous of his brother because the people cared more for the service that Abel was doing than they cared for the service that Cain was doing. So he got jealous of his brother, and he wanted to take the leadership, the influence, popularity away from his brother and get it for himself. Haven't that been the way of the industrialists? To discredit the moral man? To discredit the God-fearing man? To make themselves more popular in the eyes of the common people than the man who obeys God in his flesh? Yes, because they know if the people who obey God in their flesh admire the religious man, the man that says, obey God, be good, then they won't be able to dictate their orders to those people. So first they have to discredit the man of God. After they discredit the man of God, then they can take over. And they lead the people on as blind animals. Okay, it's different now. All right. So it says he
up a stone, I believe it was, in the Bible. And he threw it and hit his brother in the head. And killed him, and his blood soaked the ground. Right? And his blood soaked the ground. So what is the meaning of this? What happened to the life? The blood is the life. So what happened to the life of the religious society? Can't you see Jesus is nothing but another sign of that? I told you in the beginning that the crucifixion goes all the way back to Adam, Cain, and that, right? Okay, so it's another version. It's another story of the same incident. That's all it is, putting it in different words. So you have Jesus who's crucified, and they say they pierced him, and his blood poured out, right? Then you have Cain hit with a stone in the head, or Abel hit with a stone in the head by Cain, and his blood soaked the ground, right? And they say Jesus gave his blood to the world, right? Poured out his blood for the world. And there Abel's blood was pouring out on the ground. You don't understand that. That's the world, too. The ground is the world. And he put his blood soaked the ground. So what does it mean? You people are being made wise. I mean extremely wise. A lot of you can't appreciate it. Now, so what does it mean now? What does it mean? Let's look. See, what I'm talking about, what I give you, is not just the past. I don't tell you what the past. Now, you know, Mel and brother say, oh, maybe you're wrong, maybe you're right. What if I'm wrong or right? I'm not telling you just the past. Now, this is great just to know the past. It's great just to know the past. But I'm telling you the past so you can understand the present. Because what we're talking about exists today. So if we want to understand a Western democracy, then here is the way to understand it. Western democracy is Cain. The blood of Christ has soaked the ground. Means that they have taken that science that was to be wisdom to guide human behavior. They have taken that science now, and they have made it just an appetite. They have made it something appealing to the intellectual appetite. They don't take it now to know how to behave. They take it now just because it appeals to their intellect. So they go to this college, and they learn social science. They learn the behavioral sciences. And it's just given to them, the essence of that knowledge is just given to them just to satisfy their intellectual appetites. And they make occupations so that they get money, so that they have jubilcane and tubalcane. Right? It's clear as day, crystal clear. All right, so isn't that what happened to the Western world? That they always like all this fun, all this jubilcane. Did Jesus Christ tell them to become so materialistic that they want to build skyscrapers, 100 stories up in the sky? All of this construction, stretching pipes and iron all around the world, tubalcane. Tubalcane. Yes. 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 See, tubal means the power, the science, to shape and form materials, matter, and to make them instruments to contain the spirit. See, the man, the musician, he makes a tune, and the spirit goes into that tune. And it plays the music, it makes the sounds he likes, that appeals not to his intellectual ear, but to his sensuous ear. Is that not right? Yes. Well, see, what I'm telling you is that not only the musical instruments, but the modern industry, it now becomes tubes and structures to house your spirit. And in that spirit, you have the joy. You become jubilcane. Right? Tubalcane and jubilcane go together. See, the tubal makes the jubal. Right? So if you can form the material environment so that it contain the spirit of the man, then however you design it, that's how his spirit will come out. So when we hear spirit, it sounds like what we have designed. so it becomes cacophony, noise and confusion. Yes, according to Scripture. You see? So, behind Jesus Christ, isn't that what happened? See, you're thinking of the Old Testament. You're thinking of the day of Adam. Don't look that far. Just look back there to Jesus. Jesus came, a man teaching the people to obey God, give your spirit to obedience to God, so that your heart will be free from the world, from the grip of the world, and your heart will become charitable, so you will grow as human beings. Multiply and share. Is that not right? And behind him came what? The crucifixion. Where they take the society up off the ground. See, Jesus is taken up off the ground and put on the star cross. What is the ground? The world. But the world is round, like your head. So he's taken up off it. Well, all like your heart. Right? See, the ground can be your heart or your head, either one. For some, the ground is the heart. For others, the ground is the brain. So they take you up off the ground, up out of the world. And they put you in the air, suspended. Suspend you in the air. And then what happens? In the 11th hour and the 10th hour, they gave him what? Vinegar and hyssop. Something to cut the breath. And the key is in the word as it's pronounced in Latin. Acetta. Acetta is a play on aesthetic. See? Let's get the word here. See, this word, A-C-E-T-A, I think it is. Or T-E, one or the other. It's acetta. That's Latin and Spanish for vinegar. Vinegar. And the word, just take here and put the adjective ending, and you got what? Aesthetic. And aesthetic might be spelled with S. Yes. But it's still the same. It's still the same. Yeah, it's still the same. S-C pronounced the same, isn't it? Now it's aesthetic. Right? Aesthetic. In fact, acetyl might be like that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure of the spelling. Acetyl might be like this. But I'm not sure. I think it's C. But aesthetic is like this. I know. Aesthetic. And aesthetic means what? Aesthetica means benefit. Aesthetic means... No, if I say he is an aesthetic, what am I saying? What am I saying about a person if I say he is an aesthetic? Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's withdrawn from the world. For the sake of being holy. He's withdrawn from the world for the sake of being holy. So what is it putting him up in the air? Taking him away from the world. Making him ascetic. And the key for the wise is the use of vinegar. So they'll say acetyl, ascetic. You see, they make the connection. Acetyl, ascetic. Vinegar, acetyl. Aesthetic. Oh. That's the key. See, they say, oh, that's the key. So the key is that you're separating him from the world. And the drink there was asceticism. Asceticism is a noun for this notion and the spirit in people to get away from the world. A priest who won't marry, won't have children, and won't indulge in the worldly things, won't mixed with the world and business and et cetera, but separates his life into a church and devotes himself to the priesthood. He is an ascetic. That's what an ascetic is.